Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. First up, Fred of Cottage Grove, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Fred?
Hey, good morning. Personal experience on Pennsylvania, particularly Philadelphia mail system, totally screwed up. I mean, it was great. We mailed out packages to family in Hawaii on December 11th, and it took 5 days. Mailed packages to our family in Philadelphia, 3 weeks. It was crazy.
I appreciate the insight. I will point out that if there was a mail problem in Philly and it took 3 weeks to come back, that hurt the Democrats, not the Republicans. I had the same thing here in Milwaukee. And I think you may know this. A lot of people in Milwaukee back in the April spring election last year never got their ballots totally, never got them totally. What happened was we put in, my wife and I, they didn't come. So we went down and voted early in person. They have it by automobile. We line up our cars. They come out to the car. You show them the ID. You vote. And then if we had gotten it in the mail, we would have thrown it away. You're not going to vote twice. But what happens is in some urban areas, which hurts the Democrats, there's nothing invidious about it. There were mail problems. And that was because, remember, Louis DeJoy scrapped 700 mail sorters that did something like 30,000 pieces an hour, largely in urban areas, claims that he wanted to save money, but he scrapped them and didn't sell them where he could have made some money. So we got to get that cleaned up. You're absolutely right, Fred. Thanks for calling in. Next up is Ross of Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Ross? And by the way, Ross, you win the T-shirt. So at the end of the call, tell Luke your preferred address and he'll send you a T-shirt. What's on your mind?
Oh, wow. That's cool. Thank you. Changing gears back to Wisconsin, the thing that's always been on my mind is how do we break the back of the Republican grip on the Wisconsin sort of the political system? They're gerrymandering. And I'm kind of asking how you think this is going to play out. I picture the Republicans, and they've already got their lawyers lined up. And I guess we as taxpayers will be paying for their professional lawyers. But they're going to get this census data. They're going to draw some maps. They're going to send it to Evers. Evers is going to veto it. And then initially I thought it went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, but Crudy told me that it ends up going to a federal court. How do you sort of see this playing out?
Yeah, good point, because you're right. Until we get rid of gerrymandering, we're going to have Robin Voss in as the fake speaker representing a minority, but it's really a two-thirds majority. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you the lightning tour. You know that sometimes you'll say, all right, the history of the world in 5 minutes, well, you're going to get the history of this litigation. The assembly is going to try to do it, and the legislature as a resolution, in my view, which can't be vetoed by the governor. And they're going to try to do it that way. I don't think that's going to work because they tried it in the early 60s. And the Supreme Court said for something like that, you can't do it by resolution. You have to do it by legislation so the governor can veto it. So I don't see this Supreme Court overruling that precedent. So you're right. It will end up being vetoed by Evers, and then they will try to negotiate a Fair Maps Commission. Voss won't agree. It'll go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court if it starts in state court. There are two systems of court, state and federal. You want federal because they're appointed by life and they're not beholden to anybody politically. There's a lot of pressure on judges and justices in the state system because they get elected. Yeah. I think the ball game is going to be who gets to court. For which court takes precedence, it must, in my view, be filed in federal court immediately by the Democrats, so the federal court doesn't defer to the state courts. Then it'll go up to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeal. If it's filed in the federal court in Madison, that you're going to get a fair hearing, or in Milwaukee. It'll go up to the Seventh Circuit in Chicago, which has jurisdiction over Wisconsin and Indiana and in Illinois. And they have a lot of conservative judges down there, but by and large, they're honest. You'll get a fair shake, and I think you'll get a decent decision. Then it's going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. 6 Republicans, 3 Democrats. However, Roberts has started to incline a little different. a little more to the Democratic side, more to the independent side, and stand by. I think ultimately, if we don't prevail on this, you'll have Robin Voss for 10 more years. You'll have Forever Chemicals and Water in Madison and Milwaukee, as well as Marinette in that area. You're going to have a University of Wisconsin that's ranked lower than the University of Mississippi with no money to it. You are going to see tax cuts where not just manufacturers, but others have to pay no income tax. You are going to see, frankly, tampering with the Wisconsin pension system. And you're going to see all of that because it's done by gerrymandering. So stand by, Ross. But I think that Kuti is right. I think it will go to federal court, but it's not an automatic thing. The Republicans are going to try to go to state court. A lot of skullduggery. Thanks for calling. Yeah, Mark from the SAC, my friend. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, for the gerrymandering, that's very important. To jump in on the post office, once again, I mean, it's been a sabotage by the Republicans of the post office over the past years. I mean, since Donald Trump took over. I mean, working for the state, there used to be bills I'd send out to the counties, and there was most cases it would get there surprisingly overnight, if not overnight, the next day. I mean, and that's across the state. That's come from Madison, Wisconsin, all the way up to Douglas County or to Marinette County or to the points far points north. That I've noticed over the years since I grew up there, that you no longer have your rural post office anymore. It's all going through, I think, St. Paul. I mean, that something gets stuck in the mailbox up in South Range, Wisconsin, and it gets sent to, postmarked in St. Paul, which is ridiculous. I mean, I don't know how big a cost savings it was to consolidate all that shut down the rural post office from operations in most cases, where they get to stamp it from your own postmark there, that it's been a sabotage of the post office system, and that's why we had the big delays, for the election and all this. That's why we had the big delays in Wisconsin. It was planned, and Louis DeJoy should be,
I think you're on, Mark, here's the deal. Consolidating, for instance, if you mail something in Milwaukee, frequently it's sent to Chicago. I'm not kidding. From Milwaukee to Chicago, and there are these centers. I don't like that. However, the two things that really hurt were the destruction of sorting machines. You have 700 some odd sorting machines that do 30 some odd thousand pieces of mail an hour in urban areas around the country. That's what. And then the guy scraps them, he puts them in a metal shredder, so that they can't be used again. And then he denies overtime. So people weren't getting their ballots. They were not getting their ballots. I think that a grand jury should be convened to investigate criminal charges for whoever was behind that. Louis DeJoy is number one, but who told Louis DeJoy to scrap and metal scrap those sorters? Why didn't he at least sell them to for-profit mailing groups, make a little money? Did he scrap them so that they couldn't be used? Yes. Who told him to do that? Okay, the board of directors, really, they're appointed by Trump. You investigate them. What conversation they have with Trump? If they lie, they go to prison for perjury. If they don't lie and refuse to answer, they go to prison until they answer. That's got to be done, Mark. That's got to be done. Right. That is what it was, not just going through St. Paul and Chicago. Scrapping of the machines, the sorting machines, denial of overtime. Finally, when the Democrats forced overtime, we had mail carriers in our neighborhood here delivering mail at 9 o'clock. There were pictures of packages and mail just junked in a big room. Some of it never got there. This is the Republicans. Part of it is Republican incompetence. They can't manage anything. If you give them money, it's either stolen or wasted or given back. That's a Republican. But secondly, this was on purpose. We need some convictions. Thanks for calling, Mark. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, another thing with the wonderful DeJoy that he pulled, and it's still going on, is the fleet. We bought some stock in a startup about a year and a half ago called Workhorse that had a really good shot at getting UPS and the post office's vehicles. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, that deal gets pretty much squashed, and goes to Oshkosh truck, which doesn't even come close to meeting the criteria for what the federal government was looking for. And it's now being looked into, and there was all kinds of weird things going on, but all of a sudden, you know, this thing that started out about $1 a share, $1.50, went up to over 30, and now it's back down to about 14 bucks, and they might be out of the equation entirely.
Yeah, well, the other thing, remember this, the competitors of the post office are FedEx and UPS. And the Republican Congress under Bush and Trump, they've passed laws that say that the post office has to pre-fund its pension and health care for something like 70 years. And there is not a similar requirement for UPS and for FedEx. And a lot of these senators have stock in UPS and FedEx. You can't have stock in the post office. Well, for the post office, it's a nonprofit, really. They say they should turn a profit, but they don't. The post office says, well, this year, to totally fund our pension and health care for 70 years, which no company in the country has to do, we need a $5 billion infusion. Now, remember, out of a $4 trillion out of trillions in budget and a deficit of over 20 trillion, $5 billion to do this, if that's what Congress wants, is a small thing. And they would not pass that authorization. So they're setting the post office up to fail on purpose. In other words, do something impossible, just on selling stamps and postage, somehow come up with the money to pre-fund your pension and health care for 70 years. No, your competitors don't have to do it. Some Republican senators own stock in UPS, stock in FedEx. And then as you fail, you attack the post office. And you know you can't really do it full frontally and get rid of them today because the post office is mentioned in the Constitution. Washington insisted on it. They got to be careful. They got to be careful. So it's death by a thousand cuts. Get rid of the sorters. No overtime. Get people angry at the post office. I'm tired of that. Really, really very tired of this. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.